When you look at a guy like Gherkin, Mr. Ambassador, do you say he is clearly there as an agent of Russia, or is it possible that he kind of just started freelancing?
Or it could be some of both. He's clearly working for the Russians in some sense. The Russians condone it. The Russians haven't stopped it. They haven't pulled him back. They continue to provide equipment to him. I don't know if he's an active duty member of the KGB, GRU, or any of these organizations. He might be.
What do you think, Jill?
So he's a really interesting example because periodically we'll hear him complain very publicly that Putin and the Russians are not supporting him enough, that they've abandoned him. He recently, about a month ago, accused Putin of betraying him, which is, you know, pretty strong language for a veteran of military intelligence.
Yeah.
There's another guy who the one you heard on the tape. Bezler, whose nickname is the Demon, he's also a veteran of the GRU. He's also in frequent communication with Moscow, as we heard, but he's also doing his own thing. And it's
hard to figure if it's direct orders or just kind of encouraged.
I think it probably goes back and forth. I think they pull on the reins when they need to, and then otherwise, because what they really want here is disorder and instability. And getting back to your first question about whether or not this would be possible at all without Russia, the other very crucial component in all of this is the Russian information war, the Russian propaganda war.
Sure.
None of this would have happened if Russia wasn't pumping people's heads full of misinformation, saying that the Kiev government is fascist, that they're coming to kill their children and women, that they're picking out priests and killing them and torturing them. Filling these people's heads with a lot of really dangerous stuff.
And in fact, you heard President Obama today talk about how he didn't want any more propaganda. He was clearly irritated with this.
But the problem is, like, when I was in the region, you saw a lot of regular men who had either defected from the police force or were just minors who picked up weapons because they were really scared by what they were hearing. So that's another thing, another component without which none of this would be possible.